Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Locked and loaded on a Monday, and I will tell you the following. I have been outvoted. See, I have so many thoughts about your Tigers, but we're going to wait for those. We're going to get to those at 4 o'clock. I will say one thing, and then we're going right into Lions. But I'm going to say one thing, and I'm going to leave it alone. If you're serious about Javi Baez, I'm not serious about anything you have to say. And we'll get to the rest at 4.
See, now I actually want you to continue.
Nope.
Because I think I do too now.
You know
now.
What, David?
Nope.
You can continue.
No, that's not how this works.
No,
the Black Caucus outvoted me 2-1.
And the Black Caucus is now saying, speak freely, my brother.
All right. We'll get to the Lions in a second. But Scott Harris had a lot to say today. All right. And part of it is you do have to let some of it play out. Like, I can't freak out yet. Do I like a lot of what I hear? No, I don't. Here's the banner headline for me. All right, and I'm going to try this, Rico. I'm not fighting with you guys. You can do it whatever way you like. I don't like your approach to how you run your baseball team. I don't have to like it. Saying someone has to like something is like demanding they like linguine or pot roast or Mexican food. You may not like any of it. It's subjective. I don't believe in Moneyball. I don't believe in doing things on the cheap. The teams that go to the World Series and win the World Series, top 10 payrolls. You have time. You have time. And hey, listen, if Scott Harris goes out and delivers Alex Bregman, Derek Jeter kid, respect hat. But you got to show me. But his comment about Javi Baez, I'm sorry. If you're being serious about that, you're telling me you're not serious. That Javi Baez will be at spring training and, quote, will have a role with this team in 2025. Just no to all of it. He hurts you. Like, he openly hurts your ability to win.
Point of order, may I address the senator from New York?
Of course you can.
Okay. Here's what I'm hoping for. Maybe, just maybe, Scott is saying that because Javi's still on the payroll. He's still a part of the team. And he just can't come out and say, this guy blows, and we're going to jettison him to the sun.
The way to say it is, I will make a decision that is best for the Detroit Tigers. There's no further conversation about that right now. When you go as far as to say the man will be at spring training, and you go as far as to say he will play a role? Oh, you didn't just say
maybe
you had a good first day.
Maybe he's the guy gathering up baseballs after batting practice.
Brother. I hope you're right. Hey, maybe he could be a waiter in the 1901 society, but he can't be my shortstop.
How was the parking?
I was your evening tonight at Comerica, sir.
You enjoying that steak?
We will get into Scott Harris and the rest. Again, if you're comfortable doing it this way, God bless. I'm not. You win with stars. And for that reason, we segue to the Lions. That was one of the best games I've ever seen this franchise play, but the headline is not that for me. The headline is, your season's over. you're not winning a Super Bowl as currently constituted because Aiden Hutchinson's dead. And along with Aiden, you lost Marcus Davenport. So your starter on each edge is gone. Aiden was off to one of the hottest, most dominant starts in recent memory of the National Football League. He was starting to enter the conversation as Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So he is your Nick Bosa. He is your TJ Watt, your Miles Garrett, your pick a guy, your game wrecker. You take him off of this roster. I'm sorry, but when I listened to the rest of the station today, I don't think people were making it that it wasn't a big deal. I don't think people are speaking in real terms. Like, Jim Costa was in shock. I felt terrible for Jim. He was like Terrell Dortch in the end zone at Wisconsin. Jim, your leg is shattered. No, no, it's sunny out. Listen, we'll just blitz more. No, you're effed. Unless that was Jim this morning. He was Dortch. John needed to lay over the top of him and be like, no, 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 you're in shock. Your leg's in eight pieces. Jim.
Don't get up. Don't look down. Don't get up.
Get with the real planet here. We'll just blitz more. Not a video game. Here's where I'm at. If you don't go out and swing for the fences, oh, you'll be good and you'll be fun. You won't win a Super Bowl. And the design of this season, everything we talked about, Super Bowl or bust. So unless Tiger Voodoo happens from your defensive line, you know, where Bobby Woo 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 or whatever his name is turns into Hassan Reddick in his prime, or Brad breaks character and does something wholly uncharacteristic in the acquisition market, I view it like yesterday, your Super Bowl dream died. That doesn't mean aiming the playoffs. It's not what I'm saying. Hear what I'm saying. Outside of Jared Goff, Aiden Hutchinson was the one player you couldn't lose. Period. Full stop. You do not have anything close. You do not have any way to replace. You can't take a guy on track for 20 sacks. You can't take a guy. I pulled some numbers, Rico Beard. I wanted to give you these. You want to know Aiden's impact on this franchise? Let me help you. Here we go. Aiden Hutchinson had 7.5 sacks. How many of the rest of the team have?
I'm going to go with 2.
7.5.
Oh, okay.
Quarterback hits. Aiden Hutchinson had 17. The rest of the team has 24. How about your pressure percentage? Aiden Hutchinson's at about 17%. The rest of your team, every pass rush snap, 6.8%. Unsustainable. And obviously, I don't have a giant wooden cross around my neck like Mike Singletary, but I'm going to sound with him. Can't win with him. Can't do it. You can't function with a 6.8% pressure rate. You can't lose J.J. Watt in his prime, Aaron Donald in his prime. You can't lose Chris Jones if you're the Chiefs and have me say you're going to win the Super Bowl. You're not. So as much fun as yesterday is, ooh, look, they're doing the pitchy-pitchy woo-woo. Ooh, it's a Sewell TD. Guys, all of that went to the wayside when Aiden's leg went Moise Salou around first base. So I don't know what it is that people don't want to say it. Maybe you want to live in a world you want to see versus the world that is. Fine. That's not how I roll. I am heartbroken because I truly, in my heart, believe you can't win a Super Bowl like this as currently constituted.
Yeah.
Aiden being gone plus Davenport, Rico, we have to say that.
See, but here's why people, I think like Jim and a lot of Lions fans are thinking, no, we can't. Because did you see how they finished the game? And it's like, guys, the Cowboys were dead. Cowboys didn't care. The Cowboys were embarrassed. The Cowboys hated themselves. They hated life. Jerry Jones wanted everybody fired. Happy you did birthday. This on my birthday. Happy I birthday. Hate all you losers. Nobody talked to me, period. That's what it was. So going out there and doing that to a Cowboys team that was already done, you had beaten them. You were embarrassing them. You were taking victory laps as the game was over. As I told David and Preach, this was the first time I've ever seen a professional team hold an open practice on primetime TV. Ben Johnson said, okay, let's have practice because this thing is over. What if I put you here, and you here? You remember that one play we talked about doing? Let's run that play. That's what it was.
It was the equivalent of MSU putting Draymond Green at tight end in the spring game.
Yeah.
Like, the Lions were one step from having a fan win a charity contest and get to take a snap in an NFL game.
Dan Skipper is lined up at the wide receiver slot. The Cowboy right. corner is like, really? Really? You're not even going to respect the game? Really? Okay, sure.
Fine. But it's the same way I view the Niners if CMC's out for the season. They're not winning the Super Bowl. You can't look outside of Jared Goff. Aiden was the most irreplaceable guy on your team. If you disagree, that's your prerogative. But if the Tigers taught you anything, you win with stars. Stars are what bring you championships, not gym class heroes, not fun stories. Stars, dudes, assassins. All right? Aiden is your biggest and brightest star. He's gone. Mm-hmm. He ain't coming back. Now, you want a name? I give you a name. And don't worry. It's not the tattoo shop in Vegas. No,
what?
No. No, no. No,
well,
no.
I heard.
No, I got a different name. I got a guy who is cheaper. I got a guy who is every bit as good. I got a guy who's in arguably a worse situation. And a team that is potentially run by morons.
I think we have the same guy. We may become best friends.
It's possible.
This is possible.
It's possible.
I look at this as, because here's the thing. Without Aiden, without the pressures, without that pass rush, your secondary's not good. Let's just talk. They get picks. Well, they get picks because of the pressure. They get picks because of that. But they also get a ton of PIs. And now if a quarterback, and you're about to play some difficult teams outside of the Titans, if quarterback can sit back there, he'll pick the defense apart. So that's where you're going to miss. Hey, the Cowboys, man, the Cowboys were DOA. They had nothing. They were all just hoping that I have a job at the end of this game. CeeDee Lamb was probably the only one like, yeah, I know I'm going to be here. Dak may be here, but everybody else, you losers, I hate all of you.
Hey, Jerry, how was your birthday?
The only thing missing was the Lions lining up for an onside kick. That was the only thing they did not do. I was sitting there like, did Jack Fox even play?
The way Ben Johnson looked when they called Sewell's touchdown back, it was like they were out for blood. They went full Spurrier. You remember what Steve Spurrier used to do to, or Tom Osborne? You remember like Nebraska would play Pacific and win 82-0? You're like, why are you hurting these kids?
No, we don't even have to go that far. It was Jim Harbaugh at Spartan Stadium. No, we can call off the dogs. We're not. Mm. Let's just go. We got 30 seconds left. We can get one more touchdown in. Come on. Let's run the play. Run that touchdown play.
He's not wrong. 248-539-9797. And what I'm happy to do is if you want to talk Tigers at any point today, do it. We're going to try to do it in the 4:00. Scott Harris had a lot to say. And a lot of it, I do need to let it play out. And I'm going to. But I have a way I want my ball club run. It doesn't coincide with the way they're going to do it. So don't ask me to change. You can do whatever you like. I can just tell you, if you run it the way I think they're going to run it, you're not winning a World Series. So if that's cool with you, great. Enjoy your daiquiri. We'll talk. We'll see. I hope I'm wrong. 248-539-9797. Rico, I'll give you the name next.
Yeah, that happened.
That was a tease,
that
folks.
Happened.
All right. All right. You're done?
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Rico, I got to tell you, you were doing the Lord's work, brother. You really were. I salute you.
Why is that, my friend?
You were trying so hard to have a conversation, and Doug just was not having it. He was just not going to give you a centimeter. Everything is all good all the time.
Everything is awesome.
I was laughing because I'm like, man, that's his college roommate. I know. I could see that argument about the Lions and the playoffs, you know, 30 years ago at Michigan State going a whole different way. Lots of spicy language, but you tried, and I want to salute you. I mean that.
I had 4 minutes to do it, Mike, so therefore I couldn't go. You know what, Doug? We'll continue this battle another day.
Yeah, we're going to get to the Lions because we're not done by a long shot with the Lions and Aiden Hutchinson. Dan Campbell's on the morning show, Odyssey.com Rewind, if you want to go listen to that. And some of the emotion has settled, and we'll be able to get into it a little bit, and I don't know that we're going to change where we're at, but I think Dan Campbell is giving you a window into what they're thinking. So we're going to get there. But I said to you guys yesterday, Enrico, we had a plan. We were going to mix the Tigers in, and it never came to fruition because the Lions own the town. But the Tiger season did end this weekend, and Scott Harris did talk on Monday. So I wanted to bring something up. This is day one of the offseason, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you are, Rico. I am not going to fight with people. That is my policy, okay? Here's my political ad. You think 2 + 2 = 5? Good for you. I'm only going to tell you how I feel. But what I'm not going to do is argue. Because I have a way I want a baseball team run. And I don't need to change. Because I have history on my side. I like certain things. Like if you like chocolate ice cream and Rico likes vanilla, you don't get to tell Rico he's stupid because he likes vanilla. They're both flavors of ice cream. I can just tell you there's only one flavor of ice cream that will net you a parade. So Scott Harris spoke, and we are going to have battles this offseason. Battles I don't want to have. And look, they are going to run their team one particular way. I am scared they're going to run it like a small market baseball team. I don't want that. I'm scared they're going to be seduced by what they did this season. You'll never win a World Series playing the way you played. Facts. Just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what about the Oakland A's? You know what? You know what Moneyball, that famous movie, netted? Never getting past the ALDS in 11 seasons. So I don't care. So I wanted to ask a question. So I'm going to give you some facts. Rico, if you want to get your professorial glasses out, you want to take a note or 12, okay. People, all I want you to do is hear me, and then I'm going to ask you a question, and you can answer it however you like, and we'll mix in some Scott Harris sound, but I want to read this to you, and this comes from what I think is a solid source. Everybody have a little bit of respect for Baseball America?
Yeah.
So I want to read something, and you tell me what you want to do. So, with no salary cap, MLB has had 16 different World Series champions since 2000. That's more teams that have won a title in that time than the NBA, who's had 11 different champions, the NFL, which is a parity-based league, with 13, and hockey, where hockey's crazy, puck luck, 13. So, all of those leagues, though, have a salary cap. What's more, every MLB team has made at least one appearance in the last 10 seasons. No other league can do that. Now, why is it relevant? Well, because it would be a mistake, according to Baseball America, to suggest spending doesn't matter. When it comes to winning a World Series, the teams that win are always among baseball's biggest spenders. Close quote. Now, why is it relevant? Because until or unless we see the payroll go up and go up in a big way, we're going to continue having these conversations. So you go, well, hold on. Show me the Carfax. Glad you asked. So here's some relevant data from Baseball America. In the wild card era, Rico Beard, 1995 to today, 26 of the 29 teams to win a World Series ranked in the top half of MLB's opening day payroll. In the same time frame, 20 of 29 champions ranked in the top 10 in opening day payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Only three champions, the 17 Astros, cheaters, the 2015 Royals, and the 2003 Marlins ranked in the bottom half. One problem. The 17 Astros acquired Justin Verlander, and the 15 Royals acquired Johnny Cueto and Ben Zobrist, pushing them into the top half of payroll. So there's exactly one team in 30 years that didn't rank in the top half of payroll to win a championship, the 2003 Marlins. One. One. Okay? Mm-hmm. 30 years of data, one doing it on the cheap. Now, the trend goes beyond the wild card era if you factored in teams like the Toronto Blue Jays, who were the top spenders in the sport in the early 90s, winning two championships. Now, here's the key. It doesn't guarantee success, but for three decades, you've been shown you want a parade, it requires large sums of money. Now, why is it relevant? Okay. Oh, and by the way, here are your payrolls of World Series champions, starting from last year. 9th, 10th, 14th, 2nd, 4th, 1st, 17th, 6th, 17th, 7th, 4th, 8th, 10th, 11th, 1st, 13th, 2nd, 10th, 13th, 2nd. I mean, that's 20 years of data, brother. So here's my point. The Tigers went into this postseason with a $19 million functional payroll. Now, obviously, you have Miggy Cabrera's dead body. You have Javi's dead body. Your payroll was higher than that. Your payroll was roughly, what, 25th in baseball and $60 million below just league average.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to you is the following. No arguing. It's a question. If now isn't the right time to demand spending from this regime, then when is it? Don't know. There's no speech I'm going to deliver, Rico.
Oh, no.
That's the question.
Okay.
If not now, when?
It has to be now. Mike, it has to be absolutely right now. You can't wait, because here's the unfortunate thing that happened to this Tiger team that Chris Illich and management and Scott Harris didn't foretell coming. They started winning. They made the playoffs. These young players, the kids, the one that you didn't want to block, they got a taste of what success is. They're not going to want to go backwards. They're going to want to go forward. You see what you can do. You have to add pieces now, because you can't walk in there and say, well, guys, we're still going to take our time with this. No, Skip, you need to go tell management to bring in some extra pieces, because we don't think that we're that far away. If they believe that, and the fans, Mike, the Tigers have to see. It is now. You have to go out there and you have to bring in two bats. I think you need to bring in an additional arm or two, because what you did to end the season, you can't replicate that over 162 games. And I think we all know that.
So the question is, 248-539-9797, if now is not the time to demand spending from Chris Illich, when is it? And make no mistake, don't deconstruct this discussion and try to get cute with me. No one is saying you just spend it to spend it or spend it to make yourself feel better. But if you don't believe there is a way to make this team World Series caliber next season, and money won't do that for you, well, I've got a bridge I'd love to sell you for a dollar. Because it's just not true. But see, what I'm concerned with is, and we'll play some of this audio, and David, I want to bring you into the fold here. You have all the audio. You hear words like, well, we don't want to upset team chemistry. We have seven of the top 100 prospects. We have a lot of young guys. Young players get better. All of those things are true. That has nothing to do with needing two legitimate right-handed thumpers and needing a legit number two arm to go with Tarek Skubal, because for all the excitement about Jackson Jobe, he's not pitching 200 innings next year. Not even close. That's just not what you do with young arms.
No.
And Scott Harris has said, well, we want to have a five-arm rotation. Respect. So do I. But when we start to talk about the offseason, what I'm not going to do, Rico, and what I'm not going to do, guys, I'm not going to make fun of people when they call up and say, I want Alex Bregman. I'm not making fun of them for that. You know what? I'm not going to make fun of Kenny if he brings up the fact that Vladdy Guerrero's entering the last year of his contract and Toronto might be rebuilding. And you know what? I'll be the guy to tell you, 25 years old, one of the great right-handed hitters in the game, $300 million contract, and I'm going to trade some of those prospects and put Vladito at first base. Yes, I am. Mm-hmm. Because you win with stars. You don't win with try-hard guy. You win with stars. You're seeing it with your Lions. Do you like your Lions? Do you like what you did to Jerry Jones' birthday cake, treating it as your own personal toilet seat? You did it with stars. You have the best right tackle in the sport. You got a top 10 quarterback. You got two stars at running back. You got arguably the best receiver in the sport. You got arguably the best tight end in the sport. You've got an explosive trinket toy that would be a number one receiver on other teams, and he's just your number two or three here. Stars with a Z. Do you like Brian Branch? Star. Do you like Aiden Hutchinson? Why do you think we're talking about him so much? Because your biggest star just died. Not literally, but his leg blew up. Mm-hmm. Guys, you win with stars. So we're going to play some of the Scott Harris audio. There's no arguing, and I'm not mocking anyone. But if you want a small market baseball team, then we will never agree. There is no scenario if I own this team, I'm not adding stars. And I'm not doing this right now. They showed you.
Yeah.
You got the manager. You got the young core here. Let's go give these young players some legit teammates.
And
can you imagine?
Yeah. No, Mike. And let me add this caveat as well. We're not saying that some of the young guys cannot turn into stars. We are not saying that because some people might, well, we already have them. We just got to let them grow and get better. You need some instant stars, some guys that can sit in the clubhouse and tell the younger guys, hey, fix this, do this. This is how you can get better. You know what? Follow my example. You need people who can walk in right now and make this team monumentally better.
Yes. And again, there will be expenditures. Obviously, I want them to buy out Javi Baez. If Baez is on the opening day roster, I know what I think. I'm not asking you to think like I do. I can just tell you, if you have him on your opening day roster, you're not serious. You're not serious people. I also know they have to pay Tarek Skubal. It'd be the first thing I would do. Riley Green might be up for conversation in a contract. Most of your young players are just about to hit arbitration years. You have so much time. Now's the time. Let's add some dogs to this deal. Let's go win the whole effing thing next year. So I want to have that conversation. And David, I want you to have the sound lined up. We can bump back with something. Let's stay away from all Baez things. Can we do that? And let's focus on, what do you want your baseball team to do? And if you're going to call up and say, well, now I'm not demanding Chris Illich spend, then tell me when, just so I know when to take you seriously. That's all. There's no argument. I don't care if you call it potato and I call it potato. I'm not interested in arguing about individual players. I want to argue about production. 248-539-9797. Does that sound good? We'll get to the Lions at 3. We're going to get you bleeping in Jerry Jones' birthday cake at 4. We've got audio of Jerry Jones melting down today live on radio. And I want you to know you did this to him. You should be so proud, Detroit. You ruined Jerry Jones' life. We got a jam-packed show for you. Don't make a move. 97.1.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us.
Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, not to rub salt in the wounds, but it looks like Mike and Kenny were right again. Mishkov is already in the league a year later, and he scored 2 goals last night. It's all right. I'll keep waiting for 2028 when the Wings prospects are up. Kenny, it is frustrating.
It's pain, Mike.
Remember all the Wings fans calling in, he may never come over to the States. He's here a year later.
I'm not sure he would have ever come to Detroit. Russian players are very weird in that. I don't know how many teams were on his I'm not going to play there list.
Kenny says Russians are weird.
The way they behave in the league is a very specific way.
Kenny refers to Russians as those people.
Anything else,
Kenneth?
They're strong-willed men, all right? They will go back to Russia. They don't care.
Let's just move on. So
next he's going to say build a wall.
Oh! Wow. Every show!
All right, now. Let's focus. College football. There's a question on this show sheet, and I'm going to try to be as fair as possible. But after both Michigan and Michigan State were on bye week, it's a simple question that has very complicated answers. And it goes for both teams. And it's not even what would success look like. Is success even on the table for either of these dreadful football teams, Michigan and Michigan State? I'm convinced no fan is having any fun watching either of them. So the question is a little bit, what would success look like at the end of the year? But it's partially, does success even exist? Is success on the table?
I like that.
Now that depends on who you are, right? Now I told you before the season, you want success for State, no smart. 7 wins. I can't help that they dumped the BC game, and BC's awful. They are. And now it's Iowa, it's Michigan, it's Illinois, it's Purdue, it's Indiana, it's I don't know who else. Who cares? The point is, I don't know. Can they get to 7? I mean, it would have to be 7-5 and a win over Michigan. That's what I would need to feel successful. But if you're a Michigan fan, like the morning show was talking about it, I thought Gov actually sounded good from the Tecumseh area, where Gov was saying, like, this is a crossroads game for Michigan.
Illinois game? Yeah.
If they lose to Illinois, I'm not breaking news. But in the world we live in, the minute you lose your third game, how do I know my best players don't just say, peace?
It's Michigan, Mike.
Oh, my bad. It's a cabal.
That's Michigan.
But if they lose to Illinois, it means you're totally capable of losing to Indiana. You're absolutely losing to Oregon. You're absolutely losing to Ohio State. I haven't arrived at a place where I think you're losing to MSU. The point is, you'd be in line for 5 losses, maybe 6. That's a disaster. That's arguably the biggest fall from grace for a national champion in the last 70 years.
You can't say, here's what the other thing that you would see if you lose this game to Illinois, it's the team not believing in themselves. And we kind of saw this in baseball with the Twins, where all of a sudden things just weren't going their way. And any and everything that could possibly happen to them would just start happening to them. And they just not quitting, but man, it's just like, I don't know if we're going to win this week. So yeah, this game, Illinois, it is crossroads, because if you lose, now you're staring at, man, are we going to go 7-5, 6-6? What's that State game going to be like? And I think, yeah, the biggest thing is, at what point do your NFL first rounders just kind of tap out and say, I'll see you guys at the alumni banquet?
Look, you said it before the show, so this is Rico reporting. I just happen to agree with it. Will Johnson needs to play, because Will Johnson's costing himself money.
Yeah.
Sorry. Not sorry. Like, Will Johnson needs to play. But like Mason Graham? Colston Loveland? I do wonder. I hate saying it because that's the age we're in. Hell, MSU might have players decide to leave. We don't have anybody any good.
Who? The punter?
Yes.
His leg's tired?
Yes. Maybe our team strength and conditioning coach, since everyone's getting hurt.
Jonathan Kim, man, I'm sick of kicking field goals.
I've had enough. But I would love to know. And look, this is why it's telling, Rico. Yeah. These two teams have killed their fan bases. Killed.
Yeah, they have. It's why going back to, I think it was after the BC game, and you're like, you're writing this team up. I'm like, Mike, look at that schedule. Their next win could end up being Purdue on November 22nd. And, you're like, you were beaten. I'm like, I'm not beaten, man. It's just kind of reality kicking in. Like, man, you know, BC, Ohio State, Oregon, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana. That's a gauntlet. If you're Michigan State, if you get three wins and you make it to a bowl game, you've cleared the bar. 7 wins, and I think you have success. 6 wins, bowl game, cleared the bar. You get to kind of develop some players. They could buy in and say, okay, coach, I see what we're trying to do here. If you could get Aiden Childs to, you know, less turnovers and more scoring in the red zone, yeah. For Michigan, it really is going to boil down to, and David, I'll leave this up to you because this is your team. At what point? Because I think Michigan State is playing for next season already when they started. At what point do you start playing for next year? That's success. Like, if you win these games and you're still playing for a playoff spot, because I think that's success for you. Can you sneak and win one of these games? Can you get Oregon at the Big House? That's success for you. That's what I deem successful Michigan is, a win over Oregon at the Big House. If not, you got to start looking at next year.
I think success also would include beating Michigan State. You cannot lose to Michigan State.
Why? We're not your rival. That's what I'm told.
I can't believe you said that with a straight face.
Because you can't then beat Oregon, but you lost to Michigan. You can't. You got to beat both of them. Back-to-back weeks, you got to beat Michigan State and you got to beat Oregon. That would be success to me.
Can I help you?
Sure.
You're not beating Oregon.
I believe that. I do believe that.
Okay.
But
just trying to help you.
That would,
unless Oregon's entire team has a case of the poops and they're starting literal ducks on the field.
But
you're not beating Oregon.
And I hear you, but you do have to also admit that if they do, it is successful.
David, once again, aggressive. Aggressive. It won't stop.
On the airplane. In the bed, in training table, on the field, mid-play. There's no scenario.
I'm laughing unless they're starting literal ducks.
Right. Duck, off motorcycle, playing right guard. Dude, you need to chill.
2485. 2485399797.
People, is college football this dead in this state? Are you kidding me? Kenny could talk sexual exploits, we'd have full lines. What are we doing here? It is foliage season. It's October. Football. It is the first time we can talk Michigan to Michigan State here. Guys, you okay out there? Or is your apathy a sign that success is not on the menu? That there is nothing your teams will do within reason that will make you remotely happy? I'll tell you this, if State has any pathway to 7 wins, they better win Saturday. Don't try to build, not you, I'm saying people, don't try to build Iowa into something I need to care about. They're gross.
Well, ironically enough, Mike, I think 2 times the program kind of took that step. D'Antonio, was a homecoming game. They got the stop. They ended up winning 16-13.
Adam Decker.
Yes.
Sean Green.
Yeah, R.I.P. Adam Decker.
That was awful. Yeah. I couldn't believe when I read that.
Me neither. And then 2013.
Rose Bowl year.
Yes.
Connor Cook at Kinnick.
Everything changed against Iowa.
Remember they ran the fake speed option, and then he stepped back, put his foot in the ground, and threw the bomb, and you're like, where'd that play come from? What is this?
Benny Fowler. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of changed. You're hoping that this Iowa game will be the same thing where it will lead to a better future.
Let's check in on Aiden reading the defense.
I mean, I want you to be right. Success is seven wins, and show me there's a window to something here. For Michigan, I don't know what success looks like. I would say it would be 8-4, but it's clear no one would be happy with that. It'd be 8-4, and you don't have a quarterback. Reality is it ain't like Tuttle's back next year.
What you mean we're not doing some special show for next week in the parking lot?
No. No.
Do it in the bathroom.
Yeah, honestly. If we did a preview show for Michigan and Michigan State, it wouldn't be four chairs on stage. There'd be four toilets. All of us sitting on one. I would just love to know. But again, maybe your apathy is the answer.
Yeah.
But see, I do. This is the problem. The problem is also, I was thinking about this weekend. You watch Ohio State and Oregon, and I'm still watching it like it's old school where, wow, this is winner take all, losers in trouble. And then you think about it. Will Howard losing on the football field, it really didn't matter. Ohio State's still going to make the playoff. The game effectively means nothing. I wonder if that's altered how people react to stuff. Is it easier for fans to detach because the wins and losses don't really matter? You can lose two games. You still go exactly where you got to go. I mean, Kenny would have been taking the bridge with Georgia losing a few weeks ago.
I was just saying that to David.
He's calm as a cucumber.
That game now, it's a lot less important.
Kenny, you could lose to Texas. You're still going to the playoff with two losses.
But here's the thing. As I told Kenny yesterday, it means you're packing your stuff and you're going on the road. And you may be playing in someplace cold. You may be playing in front of the whiteout in Happy Valley. He's like, bring on the snow. Careful what you wish for.
I'd love to see it. I would, too. I agree with you. But go ahead, 248-539-9797. What does success look like for Michigan and Michigan State this year? And is it even on the table, or have you checked out? Have you taken your Saturday passions to Sunday, and you just don't bother anymore? Yeah. I don't know.
No, I think, well.
Doesn't help. I mean, one school's playing at night every week. I don't know what the hell the plan is there. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah. Haller got upset, and there's an article, Angelique wrote an article saying enough's enough.
We did. Really?
Yeah.
Alan, up next, I'm waiting for him to just say CMU is a scumbag university and they're banned.
I thought he said
that. No, not, right. I want him to say that.
Okay.
Jim McElwain is a POS.
They're still investigating this a year later.
Sure, it's going well. Who's doing the investigation? Mr. Bean?
They probably should have got the same people who investigated Shohei, because that was done in 72 hours.
Nope, no gambling here. If you want to hear about the Amon-Ra slander, Odyssey.com Rewind. But we have something for you. And no show had these quotes. I mean, I'm not rooting against the people I work with, but I kind of am, because it's fun when no one has talked about what you're talking about. It's tremendous. So these quotes are from Max Crosby. Now bear with me before you start turning the channel or rubbing your Let Brad Cook tattoo. Okay? Just calm down. I'm going to read these to you. Pro Football Talk. Defensive end Max Crosby, who in the past has said he didn't want to be traded, and Mark Davis has said won't be traded, addressed the rebuild dynamic with reporters in the locker room. Quote, I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. So, you know, I don't know, whatever that means. But yeah, I'm here to win now. And wherever I'm going to be here to win. So that's what matters to me. Now, Pro Football Talk also, because this is on video, you can watch this. Watch the quotes in the attached video. And at one point, he flashes a wry, knowing smile. It's gone almost as quickly as it arrives, but it's unmistakable. He was thinking something that he didn't say. He then said something interesting. Wherever I'm going to be here to win. The hell does that mean? Well, here's the deal. I will never get mad at you for trying. But people, let's put our cards on the table. You need to make the Raiders say no. Before you call up about the money, cap ain't real. Adjust the deal, figure it out. I don't know, use some white out and do whatever. It doesn't matter. The cap ain't real. You'll figure it out. You have Ivy League educated people who do it. So just save that phone call, okay? Here's the offer. Who says no? You or the Raiders? Not one, not two, three first-round picks. One first-round pick for each year you are sipping from the Super Bowl chalice. You will get max this year to get your season on track. And then the next two seasons, you will have Max Crosby opposite Aiden Hutchinson. To quote the movie Taken, good luck. I want to know who says no. Because it's easy for old bowl cut to say, well, we're not going to trade him. Three first round picks. Max Crosby's telling you I ain't here to rebuild. You just traded Devontae Adams. You're drafting a rookie quarterback. Max, I hate to break it to you. You're rebuilding. Three first round picks. Don't alter the deal. Don't call up and say I'll do two, but no. It's supposed to hurt. But here's the point. To Rico, to Kenny, to David, and to all of you in Metro Detroit on this beautiful foliage afternoon. Give me one reason not to do that deal. One. The next three seasons, you will possess two of the top five edge rushers in the game. Your Super Bowl window is this year, the year after, and maybe one more after that. That's it. Whatever happens in 2027, DGAF. Mm-hmm. Give me one reason not to make that deal. And who says no? You or the Raiders? 248-539-9797. That's not hot take radio. It's not. If we all believe you're picking between 25 and 32 now, next year, and the year after, what do I care?
Glorify a second. You're right.
So, go to the Raiders and make old bowl cut say no. What?
Because I'm thinking about Mark Davis's haircut. Yes. It's a bowl cut. No.
You know who will fight me on it. It won't be the Raiders. No. It'll be this fan base. Mm-hmm.
That's too many picks is what they'll say.
Why?
Oh, I'm not speaking for them. I know. I honestly don't care.
Pretend to be them.
Okay. I'm lying. Because that's not what we're about. We're building. We need to let
F you.
We need Brad Holmes to have as many picks. Look at how great his drafts are going. Mm-hmm. He's hitting on all his first round selections, and these are cornerstone pieces to this team. So therefore, not only can we win now and in the next 3 years, how about we win for the next 10 years?
Because that's not how it works. And you know it. And people, you know it deep down.
And for the record, I was speaking as Lion fan. I don't believe anything that I just said. I just want that caveat out there.
David, I need you to isolate that. We're going to need that for tomorrow's show. So listen, Max Crosby just said, don't worry about it. It's not slanderous. Tell me. He just said, I'm not here to rebuild. I'm here to win. And you know, I don't know, but whatever that means, but when I'm here to win now and wherever I'm going to be, I'm going to be here to win. With a weird smile, like he wanted to say something else, but he didn't. So call up the Raiders and make the offer. Give me one reason not to. And do not say the salary cap. We have a rule on this show. The cap ain't real. You will figure it out. Mm-hmm. He's on an affordable deal. He is signed for 3 years. Yes, he was born in Lapeer, but he grew up in Texas. The point is, he played ball at Eastern. He's familiar with the area. And you're going to win if you come here. Him and Aiden Hutchinson? Are you kidding me? You will cause defensive coordinators to hide under the covers. You will have the best offensive line in football and the best defensive line in football. Super Bowl. You win one Super Bowl. Nothing that happens afterwards matters. Nothing. We can all die happy. Three first-round picks. Who says no? Because I don't think it's the Raiders. How would you say no?
You can't. You can't. I mean, because for the Raiders, it's enough for them to really consider. Because it'll go from, how many first-round picks? Huh. Now you start thinking, we're going to get a new quarterback. We could add a lot of new pieces.
Think about this. You're going to be drafting a quarterback this year. That means Max has burned his year 27 season. Next year with a rookie quarterback, your season is burnt. The last year of Max's deal would be the first year, realistically, if everything went right, that the Raiders would be able to present Max Crosby with a winning culture. Three first-round picks. And I get a three-year window all in. And it's win with the tip of the sword. Go ahead, guys. Make sure your reasoning's sound. Give me one. And before you call up and you say, well, I'll do it for one or two. No. It's supposed to hurt. Because the idea of this is I'm presenting an offer that you know has a better than 50% shot of the Raiders saying yes. Do not roll up to the doorstep offering nonsense. They will hang up the phone on you. And you got to outbid other teams that are calling them. Three first round picks. Who says no? And do you buy Crosby's comment?
I think Crosby could be convinced to leave. Because right now, this is a man that's torn. Because the first comments that I've heard from him was like, nah, I want to be here. I want to be here when the Raiders turn this thing around. What do you mean Devontae's gone? Hey, Devontae, right? Wait, he's not here?
Think about it. Last two years, they have let go of three of their top five players. Derek Carr, Devontae Adams, Josh Jacobs. All gone. Why stay? Mm-hmm. Well, because Christian Wilkins showed up to town?
No. And here's the other thing. Here's why you would do this if you are the Lions. Worst case scenario, Aiden doesn't come back and he's not the same Aiden anymore. Now he's just, he's the complimentary player to Max Crosby, that Max becomes the new guy. Okay? I know we all wish success and Aiden comes back and he's playing the same high level that he did, but this gives you insurance. And if you're the Lions, I would gladly sacrifice three first rounders knowing I have one of the best defensive ends in the NFL, because you don't know if you'll get that in the draft. But I know what I have right now.
248-539-9797. Let's see where David is at. Go ahead, deflator. Who says no, David?
I'm not a deflator on this at all.
Three first-round picks.
Do this deal yesterday. Because of what you all just said, you would have the best defensive line in the NFL by far. You locked up a lean. You would have Max Crosby locked up, and you would have Hutch coming
back. And you'd
back.
Have DJ Reader next year.
Correct.
So at least for now and next year, you don't get to guarantee 2 years from now, but at least if you have those two edges and Aleem?
Correct.
You could start Kenny's mom.
And
it doesn't matter who the fourth lineman is.
But that's why I do it, because, of course, there's no guarantee you win it this year because you don't get Hutch back. I get all that. But you give yourself a chance by getting him this year.
You got a way better shot with Crosby than you do whatever gym class hero they bring in here.
But
right?
What happens next year and the year after that is you are, I think by far, the favorite to win the Super Bowl.
And may I add another layer to the onion? Is this not the best division in football?
Yes.
With the best quarterback play?
Yes.
You want a Caleb-proof yourself? You want a Jordan Love-proof yourself? I can't bring myself to say Darnold, but I'll work with it.
Say it.
If you want to make sure this is your division, this is the way.
I like it.
So, Max's comments, and here's the deal. What? I don't care what old Bowl Cut said.
No, I think it's here. It's going to hurt. Because three first-round selections, because you have to break the mindset, because it's unfortunate, but it's still there. For Detroit fans, that first-round selection was the Super Bowl. That was the thing that we all got excited about, because you didn't ever experience good like this before. But this is what good teams do. You do sacrifice the future for the right now, and you're in your window, and all your players are locked up, so you don't have to worry about anybody. Hutch is the only one you really have to worry about paying right now, him and Gibbs. I would do the move.
You gotta be, when you're chasing a Super Bowl, you gotta be like Kenny at the bar
chasing a nut.
No. Three o'clock. Good to have you with us. TJ is here. We have so much to discuss. It's very exciting. We are awaiting the injury report. Will Carlton Davis go? Will he not? Trending. Let's see if he practiced today. But TJ, we have more important things to talk about.
Okay.
I want your opinion on something. So sure. I need you to separate from, I'm Mr. Sideline Guy. I need to hear TJ the fan. Can you do that for me?
I think I always do that for you.
I don't know about that. You're getting a little corporate. So here's the deal.
I highly disagree.
Here's the deal. Max Crosby, a close personal friend of yours.
Yeah.
By the way, a man who, unlike you, actually made a real donation to Eastern to get the field named after him.
Us linemen don't need our name where everybody can see it.
Uh-huh. You know. Over under 15 seconds.
Before the slander starts?
No.
Shocked that I didn't hear it on the way in.
No. Now listen, Max Crosby, we have talked about it. Like, it would be an amazing move. You make the Raiders say no. Crosby opposite Aiden, 25 and 26. You get Max Crosby here now. I threw an idea out because I wanted the Raiders to say yes. Okay. So I said 3 first-round picks, that it's 1 first-round pick for every bite at the apple I get at the Super Bowl this year and the next 2, and my picks won't be that high. Now, I taped the kickoff show with Boomer Esiason this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We had this discussion. Boomer said the following. It won't take anywhere near that to get Crosby. In his mind, the Raiders would move him well before that price point. So if it is south of 3 first rounders, if it was a 1 and a 2,
mm-hmm.
give me one reason not to do the move.
I can't. I was thinking about it. I would have no issue giving up 2 1s, 3 1s. I mean,
and you understand why
you're
not
guaranteed to win the Super Bowl, but do your chances go up? You're right. I mean, Max Crosby's going to be better than any of the first round picks you can bring in the next couple years. So, I totally would do that.
And you know Max.
I do know Max.
Okay.
And from everything I've heard in the past with Max and talked to Max about, he really loves that organization, you know. But sometimes you wake up, sometimes you look around and say, man, I've been here for X amount of years now, and, you know, right. I've been busting my ass, and what do I have to show for it? I'll go down as one of the best all-time franchise players, don't get me wrong, but what did I really get out of it, you know?
Did you see his interview at his locker?
I did, yeah, and I thought that was interesting because that was the first sign of any crack, maybe, right. in the reports that we've been hearing that there's no way he wants to go anywhere, there's no way in hell they're going to move him. That was the first sign you saw a little slippage there. And I think Max, look, I'm not telling him what to do. I mean, obviously, the guy, you know, has made a career for himself. He's turned himself from a fourth round pick. You have loyalty to an organization, but at the same time, with where you're going,
call him.
And the reports coming out about Brady wanting to bring in Belichick. My advice to Max would be that's not a road I don't think you want to go down.
I'm not going to change his mind no matter how he's. No, yeah. I want you to partake in this with me. I want you to look at David. Don't look at me. Look at David. Look at David. And I want you to lie
Stop
to a pastor.
At me.
I want you to lie to a pastor. Do you have Max's number in your phone?
I do. Yeah,
call him right
Max
now. Call him.
It's noon in Vegas.
He's got nothing going on at noon in Vegas. Call him right now. Hold on. Can you tamper?
Yeah. I mean, I could talk to Max.
Why haven't you?
I'm not saying I haven't.
Whoa!
Breaking news at 3:07.
Talk to Max.
TJ Lang is working Max Crosby to be a Lion.
Kenny, you saw the rake, right? You saw the rake. You walked right into the rake.
Clear as day.
Right.
It was right there.
It was no grass.
He's been doing nothing but hollering at me since I walked in the door. And I'm going to defend myself at some point.
TJ's about to hit right that rake. Yep, there it is.
Iceberg right ahead.
How's that for corporate?
Okay.
Shove it.
Now, here we are.
All right. Are we back?
We're good.
Okay.
I need you to recruit him. But do you, on a serious note, do you believe it would break Brad Holmes' character? It's not who he is. It's not what he does. Do you think there is any chance they pick up the phone and even try?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Because,
TJ Lang reporting the Lions are in hot pursuit of Max Crosby.
I
warned you the first time.
No comment.
I warned you.
No comment.
I work with this.
Oh, God. Okay, does that really? Does that really go out of character, though? I mean, I know you didn't give up a high pick, but you just looked at this team and said, we need improvements on the defensive side, especially in the secondary, and you went and traded for Carlton Davis.
Okay.
You know, off-season. Off-season, yes. But that showed the willingness to realize, okay, we are one, maybe two pieces away. Now's the time to do it. So I think, yeah, I think seeing this past offseason, him be more aggressive and going to get guys that he targeted that can help this team.
Okay, but TJ, I think they know they're close.
I think he knows he has to address that position somehow.
He addressed the secondary because I think he saw the secondary fall apart in the San Francisco game in the title game for the NFC Championship.
Well, yeah, you can't let balls bounce off your face mask.
Right. Does he need to see Sam Darnold do something against that defensive line before the sense of urgency kicks in?
I think so. Yeah, I think part of you wants to go into this week and say, you don't really know what you have. You haven't played a game yet. You played a couple quarters without Aiden Hutchinson against a team that they absolutely murdered.
They quit.
But yeah, I do think sometimes you need to see it, right? Hey, you could be thinking, man, we're not really great at the pass rush anymore. And then all of a sudden some guys step up and you're like, wow, maybe all he needed was a chance, right? Maybe all these guys needed was an opportunity to be the guy. Or sometimes on the flip side, you need to see it. Okay, yeah, we knew we were going to be hurting with Aiden, and we were really hurting. We couldn't get anywhere close. So, yeah, I don't think they have their minds made up right now. But after Sunday, one way or the other, you know, I think definitely at times you need to see it. Now the good part, I think, and we'll get into this more with Talk Lines, but I think Aaron Glenn and this defense might have a small advantage for a week. And just stick with me, because he's going to have to be forced to change things up. You know what I mean? Like, they've been a team that they're going to rush for. They're going to play press man coverage. That's what you're getting. And they're just going to, and they've just been saying, hey, we're better than you. By the time your guys get open, it won't matter. Our pass rush is going to get home. And then a couple pressures mixed in on third downs. But I think with Aaron Glenn, and I don't think you got to change the whole defense, but I think there's going to be times this week against Minnesota where it's going to be a lot of unscouted looks that Minnesota hasn't seen yet, because Aaron Glenn knows he's not stubborn enough, and he can put his ego and pride to the side and say, okay, I don't think we can go out there with this same group of guys missing this guy and expect the same results. I think he knows, and he showed that the last half of last year, you know, with Ify Melifonwu and all the pressures that he was getting and the interceptions and where are these guys blitzing from? We have no idea what's happening. They were kind of in the same situation last year, and Aaron Glenn showed that willingness to change up the defense. So I think there might be, and it's not going to be the rest of the year, but for one week, you might be able to throw some things out there that Minnesota hasn't seen before. You might be able to confuse them. You might be able to get a couple free rushers, which in close games might be able to turn into a couple takeaways, which a lot of time is a difference in these division
games. The comp is Green Bay had the week to 2 week window when Jordan Love got hurt, and Malik Willis out of mothballs, and LaFleur schemed up stuff that the other teams did not have tape of, and they survived. So it is. It's a lot like losing your quarterback. I can get away with it for a week, but the longer you go, the harder it is to hide.
I mean, Minnesota's probably preparing, you know, for press man coverage. You go into the game, and it's, you know, you're dropping the zones or zone pressures or, you know, max blitz or max coverage, and now all of a sudden you're in Minnesota's head a little bit.
He's made me believe not only are we getting Crosby, but now we're winning something. I don't know what to do.
I think one of those
13
is
points. There you go. No, I was just laughing. Yeah, you're Spencer Rattler 1 week, and then you're benched in the middle of the game the second week.
There you go.
I don't know. Are you guys like me where this sounds so mean, but part of me just keeps waiting for Sam Darnold just to turn back to Sam Darnold?
Yeah.
Like the first couple weeks, what was all the hype about? Derek Carr. Oh, my goodness. They're scoring 50 points a game.
Right.
And then they haven't won a game since. And I know he's got hurt, but you kind of wait for some of these quarterbacks just to say, come on.
No, because I see Sam Darnold as the new Jared Goff. I see him as Baker Mayfield. One.
And it took years for the idiots in this town to leave Goff alone. Yeah. Even last year we were dealing with Hendon Hooker stuff.
And Baker Mayfield. It was like, oh, well, he's Baker, and look at him. He's a screw-up. And he's just gone down to Tampa and owned that town, and they love him, and he's winning down there.
Yeah.
But I think Darnold, TJ is in the early stages. Yeah. You were like, all right, come on. No, seriously, you're a pumpkin. Yeah. It's going
to
happen.
And you look at his life.
I think for Darnold, TJ, not to catch up, he finally got an opportunity where he's got a team around him and he's got a coach around him.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't need you to win games. I just need you not to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
See all of these toys? Play with them.
It'll be interesting because, you know, they obviously took a first-round quarterback, too, that they probably view as the future of that team. No, I don't think he's going to play this year. But
moving into
the future, I think they look at him and it depends, right?
I think he becomes trade bait.
There's a lot of football left to play. It depends on how the season goes. I just look at especially the last game and a half that Sam Darnold has played. hasn't been impressive. I mean, they got up to a big lead against Green Bay, but you watch second half of that game?
Nothing.
Yeah. You watch him against the Jets where I think he completed less than 50% of his passes. And even some of those were, you know, just throwing it up to your all-God receiver, Justin Jefferson, and making plays. But
that's kind of their MO, is they jump ahead in the first half.
Yeah, no.
And in the second half,
I'm not knocking him for that. I just think
they almost run practice in the second
half.
Yeah,
I think there's ways where you can get to Sam Darnold and kind of show why he's been that guy that's bounced around a bunch of teams, right? And I've seen signs of that. I know they haven't lost yet, but I've seen signs of that over the past six quarters of football. That, man, if you rattle them a little bit, yeah, like, you just got to keep this thing close enough in the first half, because you're right, that's where they've been winning games. They've been pulling away in the first half, then their defense is good enough with all the pressures and confusion that they can supply.
In the second half of games, all they need to do is score, kick two field goals, and that's enough to cover.
I think they scored 3 points against Green Bay in the second half and still won.
You know? If you're going to call Max, what what day and what time would that take place? What's a good time to get a hold of Max?
You know what? Why not 3:15?
Come on.
That's only 12:15 out on the West Coast, though.
So he's at the buffet.
Yeah, I think they practice, man. Red zone day.
He was held out.
It's Vegas, man. It's too hot to practice in the middle of the day.
Even
in a dome.
Okay. In an article.
Practicing at 9 tonight.
In an article written before the dedication of the field that you were too cheap to pay for, he had talked about growing up and idolizing the Lions and Calvin Johnson and Matthew Stafford and how amazing it was to be home.
Cool.
Recruit him. You owe the city this.
Cool.
You don't want to recruit him?
Cool story.
Come on, man.
How much is he? Is there anything in East Lansing with Mike's name on it?
Hell no.
Rico.
I wouldn't give that school a dime.
2-4. What was that? Oh, my God. That's probably the only thing up there with Mike's name on it.
Black crap.
Oh, no. Was that what I was saying it for that.
Oh, boy. A lot of the geese by the Red Cedar, you know.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.